Hi there, Mr. Tippett. I'm glad to see you're awake. I'm Dexter the Collector. I'm your biggest Mousy fan and the president of your fan club. Oh, that's really cute. You can squirm all you like, but those little twist ties on your wrists and ankles are going to keep you nice and secure. Gosh, I'm really glad my design worked, Mr. Tippett. I based it on the duplicator created by Pharos the Ferret, first seen in your book, Railroad Towers. Though I really wanted to make an exact duplicate of you, instead of some weird female version like Soref. It was so much trouble to get a bit of your DNA, but I got in touch with Beverly Penn, and she was nice enough to sell me some of her leftovers from when she ate your tail. Hey, Mr. Tippett, you can't go complaining now. It's not my fault that you never released any official Buddy Tippett merchandise. I had to go ahead and make my own, starting with you. I wanted a mint-condition Buddy Tippett figurine with ball gag and real working penis. And hey, it looks like it's working pretty well. You're all hard and sticking out of that little cutout in your plastic packaging. Aw, don't worry. I made sure to utilize immortal clay aspects in your creation, just like you talked about in Pack Rats of the Inside and Vox Deus. You don't need to eat or drink or anything. You can still feel lots of pleasure, though. See? Uh-huh. I can rub your little penis and balls with this Q-tip. You're so realistic, you can even come. And with your cute rat tail all pinned down, I can put the finishing touch on. I figured you'd want to be awake for this. I had to 3D print it, sand it, and make a little silicone mold for it. But I got you the perfect action figure size butt plug. It's even the perfect dark purple shade that you like. Huh? Well, maybe it's a little big still. But I just couldn't make it any smaller. I'm sure it'll fit. It won't be coming out again, though. Now, Mr. Tippett. And don't you worry. I'm going to make sure you're a very complete action figure. I'll just get my tweezers here. Okay. Got a good grip. Now I just add a couple of drops of lube to the tip. And a couple of drops of super glue to the base. Of course. Can't lower your value by losing one of your accessories. All right, here we go. Just lift up your big rat balls with this popsicle stick. And... There. I read all your books and listened to all your audios, Mr. Tippett. I know you're really turned on right now, all stuck in that plastic box. Here, let me get a mirror. See? This is the perfect design for you, isn't it? Nice, tight blister pack pressing down on your fur with just a few air holes so you can hear me. Your dick and nuts sticking out. And that butt plug peeking from under your junk. I had to make the ball gag pretty big, too. So that doesn't properly fit in your mouth, but that's okay. I bet that plug's rubbing right up against your prostate every time you clench, getting all smushed. Pretty soon you're gonna... Perfect! I'll just scrape up some of this stuff. I hope it's enough to make another one of you. I want one I can play with and not just keep in the packaging forever. Of course! You're in RFB. Never remove from box. I don't want to cause any wear that might lower your value. I'll just keep you on this shelf. There. Now I'm going to work on making a whole line of figures, and you'll have the perfect view. Maybe I'll even make a little rubber Ixus-shaped case full of dicks to put your copy in when I'm not playing with him. And you get to watch it all and come hands-free as much as you can. For now, though, I'm gonna get some shut-eye. I had a busy day. You can watch me jack off my mousy dick onto my big fat mouse belly while I read your books. And then I'm gonna sleep. Fuck yeah. I love this scene. Turn that rat into cum, you cute squirrel. God, I can't wait for the second edition of this one. Oh, yeah. God, I love jerking off. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna cum so hard.